Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, as we don't always talk to Mr. Fauch, but we're here today in Matt Fauch's office as we are talking about the big change for the Pella Community School District. Our school board voting unanimously here in the final meeting of 2025 to change conferences. And, you know, last time we talked, we were talking in this realm about expanding the Little Hawkeye Conference, and our district was a leader in that and wanted to try and save that conference. But circumstances can change in this world, especially where we're not the only ones changing conferences. But let's kind of start there about what led up to this point of the school board getting to this, where we, to many on the outside, seem like suddenly changing conferences. This had been brewing for at least a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I would say in the landscape of conference changes, it was very sudden. It even took us by surprise, as 4 months ago we were fully planning on expanding the Little Hawkeye Conference and doing everything we could to make this a sustainable and long-term conference for everybody involved in it, plus some others. And when we got the invite from the Raccoon River Conference, it kind of stunned us. We got over a weekend, and we got together Monday morning after that weekend in November, and we just kind of sat down, talked about it, and got an informal kind of survey with our coaches, and then went and met with the Raccoon River Executive Committee. And things just started falling together pretty quickly. It just felt like at the end of the day, it was the right move for us. And you know, we've loved our time in the Little Hawkeye Conference, but sometimes when you get a surprise invitation like this, and much like any other school in the conference would do, you at least have to look into it. And that's the route we decided to go.
And you know, I think it's weird to think about changing, and this is from just purely athletics. There's other factors, but from an athletic standpoint, it's weird to talk about changing a conference when how many conference championships did we win last year, and how many state championships did we compete for, and all the above. But there are other several factors into that. So, you know, when we think about leaving the Little Hawkeye Conference, let's start there and then work on the Raccoon River Conference. You know, The Little Hawkeye was having some kind of existential questions to have to answer too, right? And so what was kind of the reasoning why it was also partially leaving the Little Hawkeye? It's not about maybe short-term vision is what I guess I'm getting at here.
Yeah, Andrew. You know, the Little Hawkeye, the history of us being in it, we've loved every second of it. We've loved the tradition of it. We love being kind of the focal point of it. We feel like we've done everything we can to try and expand this conference. I know Mr. Ebling and myself have worked tirelessly to try and send out invitations and see if we could get this conference to a place where it was going to be stable long term, even as other schools continue to search outside of the conference to get into other conferences. You know, just last year we had the three bigger schools looking to get into the CIML and went through the same process we just went through. So we were never actively looking to leave the Little Hawkeye Conference. And yeah, you know, us leaving does leave them in a little bit of a tough spot. They do have some schools that are wanting to get in, and that's going to be up to them whether or not they want to add them and get that number back to nine, or what their long-term vision is from here out.
Well, and I think, you know, again, we'll talk Raccoon River in a second, but from Little Hawkeye, for those who don't know, that the landscape, even in this attempt of us trying to lead the expansion, the landscape of the conference itself was changing pretty dramatically. We were hoping to have a small school, large school division. That's where we last left off on that conversation. Didn't quite get there. And then now all of a sudden the focus seems to be on larger schools joining. And with our enrollment situation here in Pella, we're not growing necessarily right now either. It felt like, yes, right now we can still compete with DCG and Indianola and some of these bigger schools, Ames coming in. 10 years from now, that may not be the case.
Yeah, this is all about long-term stability. We're trying to think big picture here and get out in front of what's going on in the landscape right now. You'll see in the next 10 years, a lot of conferences around this area will completely be shifted. And at some point, it's the right move to make, and it maybe should have been done 5 to 10 years ago by projecting these enrollments. Yeah, we can still compete in this conference, and we'll still be able to compete in this conference 5 years from now. But we have to think what's best for all of our programs across Pella activities. And so, you know, moving to a conference with similar class sizes as us and similar projected enrollment made a lot of sense for us.
We're with Matt Fauch, Pella Activities Director, as we talk about the big move, the Pella School Board approving a change to the Raccoon River Conference. Timeline to be determined on that by the superintendents in the district and a state committee that was, of course, formed as well. So the Raccoon River, the why now? This is a conference that I think many people have heard of, especially since, you know, in the vast majority of our state competitions, we're seeing their teams, right? Whether it's on the road to state or at state, like in softball this year, their teams are very much our size schools. It felt like that was maybe the tipping point in the sense of the competition's still excellent. There's still great schools there, but it, a lot of the communities kind of fit more of Pella's profile than where the Little Hawkeye was headed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just the similar classifications, like you said, the similar communities, the competitive balance across the entire conference, the levels of play all played into it. And really our coaches' feedback, they just felt like they could go into the Raccoon River and help make the Raccoon River the best 3A and 4A conference in the state. The Raccoon River has already solidified itself as one of the best 3A and 4A conferences in the state. We will not drop off competitive-wise in the Raccoon River. We will actually probably enhance our competitive experience in the Raccoon River from top to bottom across the board. So that's a big role that played into our coach's decision. And just obviously long-term stability, like I mentioned before. We've had this conversation every month for the last 3 years of what it looks like for the Little Hawkeye Conference moving forward. Everyone's in the conference has different ideas. We just can't quite get on the same page of what it should look like, big or small. Should it be split big and small? We kind of had a chance to do that, and Tumwa did not get voted in yet, or that decision got tabled a couple months ago. So we just got some different takes in the Little Hawkeye Conference about what they want the future of this conference to look like. And so when this opportunity came up, it made a lot of sense for our coaches. And our coaches are the ones in the trenches. You know, they're leading these programs. They know what's best for these programs. So when they're almost unanimous of wanting to go to the Raccoon River Conference, obviously it became a pretty easy decision for me to recommend.
Well, and even, not only that, there was really no opposition either, right, in the sense of coaches being like outwardly, hey, we need to be in the Little Hawkeye still. And that gets to the other part of this conversation, that's scheduling. And you know, for all of our activities, you know, fine arts not so much in the sense that we don't have competitions directly, but so this becomes an athletic conversation. You know, the real challenge here is you know, travel and getting ourselves to a place. You know, on Tuesday, you know, we voted on Monday. Tuesday, I was at Gilbert. It will be different, obviously, in the current Little Hawkeye Conference and its exact iteration. There's a 20-minute trip to Oskaloosa, a 25-minute trip to Newton, a 2-minute trip to Pella Christian, and those things are all nice and wonderful. But obviously, long range, those things may have even been going away. So let's talk travel. What in your chair did, through conversations with Harlan and through our coaches, how does this travel thing balance out as you said it would in the meeting?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've talked a lot about the travel, Andrew, and we understand it's a concern of a lot of our of some of our community members. Some have been very outspoken about it, but at the end of the day, you nailed to start with. We could be 5 years from now, and the Little Hawkeye Conference could be missing three of our closest travel partners and adding three farther, and all of a sudden that conference is more than the Raccoon River. We know what the Raccoon River travel will look like 8 years from now because the conference is in a very stable spot right now. They have one school that's exploring a leave out of the conference, and that is the farthest traveling school that we would have to go to. So as far as that's concerned, like you're basically guessing whether or not the Little Hawkeye is going to stay the same, and internal talks have not shown that that's probably real possible that's going to happen. So we really don't even know what that travel looks like 2 years from now, let alone 5 years from now. And then the flexibility and scheduling is a huge role in this. There's a lot of schools in our conference right now who can't play all levels of play. So let's say, for instance, we have a smaller school in our current conference who cannot play JV girls basketball. So Friday night, tomorrow night, we got a school that cannot play JV girls basketball against us. So we have to now schedule a different night for our JV girls to go on the road or a triangular as far away as Williamsburg we've done in the past. To send our JV boys basketball team or our ninth grade boys basketball team up to Waukee or Southeast Polk like we did last week on a separate night than a conference night. Whereas in the Raccoon River, not almost all of their levels of play match ours perfectly. So we will be able to go to Gilbert on a Tuesday night. And yeah, while it's a little bit farther trip, all of our teams are going together in two or three buses. Whereas you're taking two buses, you know, somewhere and then sending another bus somewhere else on a different day and another bus somewhere else on a different night just to try and get all of our kids these different levels of plays, these different competitions. And then also the flexibility in the non-conference is going to be big for us in the Raccoon River, and people kind of seem to overlook that. Right now, our non-conference scheduling, we're getting schools like Waukee, Keokuk, Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant, whereas we, if we go into Raccoon River, we feel very strongly that we can get some of our Little Hockey Conference opponents to play us in our non-conference games, which will really cut down on that non-conference traveling.
Well, and I don't want to speak for anybody, but they also need to fill their schedule too, right? And, sure. And obviously we become an option. And you have a great relationship, I know, with Dan Branderhorst, Pella Christian. Folks, we can report here that Pella PC will still be happening probably in some iteration, but obviously there will be a lot of opportunities. And yeah, the other part of it is too that it, in this entire changing landscape, and I don't want to get too big picture here, but we aren't the only ones this is happening to, right? I think for our audience to understand, and I talk with Chris Cuellar on our airwaves quite a bit, that, you know, Pella's decision didn't happen in a vacuum. This is happening in every corner of the state. There's a new state committee, as we kind of alluded to, that's coming out and trying to help, you know, facilitate some of these changes. But it seems like, Matt, especially with some of the Little Hawkeye Conference instability, being in a conference that is very stable is actually kind of a luxury at this point, because that's not the case across the state.
You're 100% correct, Andrew. It is not the case across the state. It's actually a very rare that it is the case. And so to have the ability or to have an invitation to a conference like the Raccoon River was just something we had to really dive into, and it made a lot of sense for us. I think that's kind of the ultimate decision why we decided to land on the Raccoon River was that stability.
Well, and I think I want our audience to also understand too that, you know, you didn't just sit here in this office and make this decision. We've alluded to Superintendent Greg Ebeling, even though he's on his way out, obviously years of wonderful experience to add to this conversation. Our school board had a couple of discussions too. And so going forward, you know, the hope is all the approvals are in and all the above, but you know, the idea is that this was a team decision. This was not just one or two people in a closed office. And honestly, it seems like it's easy to hear the voices that are in dissent. There's quite a few that are in support as well.
Yeah, Andrew, and I can say this factually, that we do not have a single person inside the walls of Pella High School that was in this decision-making that did not ultimately think that the Raccoon River was the right choice for our kids and our community and our coaches. That includes all of our head varsity athletic coaches at the high school. That includes all of administration. Anybody that played a role in this or that plays a role in the conference, they feel like this is the right move. So when you have a decision like that, it's almost unanimous in a district the size of this. There's going to be a little bit of outside noise, but it was the right move for the future of Pella Community Schools, and we're excited about it.